The biggest hit Desi music show for your Saturday night. It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.
My guest tonight is a Husn Dhirani who has had us dancing to her groove, making our dil diwana. What can I say? Mera dil ye pukare. Aao na. Want to be with you. Give it up for the lovely Avina Shah.
Hi, Akshay. How are you?
I'm always happy to have you up on the show.
Always great to be on your show. I always look forward to it.
And you know what? You've been like a proper travel bunny. You know, I follow you on social media and you're just like all over the place. You know what I mean? Right now, where are we speaking to you from right now?
So right now I am in Singapore.
Wow.
So it's just turned sunset. It's a totally different time zone. I'm seven hours ahead of you right now. So yeah, it's nice here. I love Singapore.
Wow. You know what? London, Singapore, Miami, and not so long ago, you were in my favorite part of the world. You were in Mumbai.
I love Mumbai. I know it's also my favorite part of the world. And I never want to leave every time I'm there. I love it there so much. I think my heart is very much in Mumbai.
I feel the same way. Talking of Mumbai, talk to me about the Bade Mia Faluda. What happened?
Oh my God. It was crazy. So I was starving at 2 a.m. Don't ask why. I was just really, really hungry. And there was nothing open apart from this Bade Mia place that my friend suggested that we should go and eat something. And I saw this really delicious looking faluda that I just couldn't resist. And oh my God, I was like on my deathbed for almost a week after that. It was very bad for me. I don't know. But there are some positives to food poisoning. You know, it was a great detox and I got a slimmer waistline. So.
Awesome. But listen, how are you feeling from a musical point of view right now? You know, are you feeling recharged, rejuvenated for 2024? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great, very positive, and really excited about just sharing the music that I love. You know, I want to do more of what I love now and just share it with everyone. So I'm excited about the future. And I'm always trying new things and discovering new sounds and new parts of my personality and my music. So looking forward to sharing a lot of new things with you all.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that because music changes so fast, styles, genres. You know, how have you adapted to the changing sounds in the industry? You know, what can we expect from Avina Shah coming forward?
Mm-hmm. So the album I've just released actually is taking it back a long way. This is taking classic Bollywood music from the 1970s and the 60s. And sort of remixing it with modern sounds and, you know, modern beats that it appeals to a newer generation. So that's where I'm at the moment. I'm sort of taking it back and sort of bringing the old stuff into the future. And with the new stuff that I'm going to do after this is very much about fusing different cultures together and different sounds, different parts of the world, which is another reason why I love traveling so much. I'm getting inspiration all around me. Everywhere I go, there's just so much inspiration, ideas, and different cultures that I'm exposed to. So it really helps. It really, really helps in my creativity and my inspiration for the music coming up.
Before we talk about the new EP that you've dropped, which is an amazing remix of these classic tracks, you know, are you a big Bollywood fan, Avina?
I am a huge Bollywood fan. I'm sure you know that from all these years and listening to the songs I've released. It's such a big part of my soul. I grew up listening to Bollywood music, especially the old classic songs. And these songs are from before I was born, like well before I was born. So I don't know why they're such a big part of my soul. I guess I was probably listening to them while I was still in my mom's stomach or something. So I just love them so much. And I just wanted to, I want them to be everlasting. I want them to live on for many, many more years, which is why I want them to appeal to the younger generation with new beats and new sounds, which is why I released Timeless, really. And when I perform the songs, which I love doing, most of my shows, I perform a lot of these old classic songs. And you're seeing a younger generation at the shows as well. So I want to put some new sounds and new beats into it, which is why it's a big part of my inspiration for it.
I love that you're doing this because, you know, like you said, a lot of the younger generation aren't probably aware of some of these songs, and it helps them rediscover, you know, go down that rabbit hole, go onto YouTube, go onto Spotify or whatever, and look up these songs and even maybe the movies themselves.
Exactly, because music was so different back then. I think the melodies and the lyrics and the meaning, the deep, deep meanings behind these songs, it was just on a different level altogether. And it's different now, you know, the music's very different, and I just want to keep these songs alive for many generations to come.
Well, let's talk about this new EP, Timeless, it's called, and this is only part one, so I can only assume that there's more coming, but we've got some amazing tracks on here, Avina. Dil Ye Pukare, Hame Tumse Pyar Kitna, Jab Koi Baat, Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna, you know, and a few more. So let's talk about Timeless. Why these particular songs? Why were these picked?
That's a great question. I ask everyone when they listen to the album, like, which is your favorite song? Like, which is your favorite song out of all of them?
For me,
because they're all very different.
My favorite, if I'm honest, is Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna. That's my favorite.
Oh, really? Okay, great. Great to know, because everyone always gives a different answer every time. So my particular favorite is Dil Ye Pukare Aaja. But most people that I've spoken to, they love Jab Koi Baat. I think it's these songs because they are some of my favorite songs, and I can really sort of visualize them in these new beats. And my producer and me came up with the ideas together and creating like a different vibe to these songs. There's many more in the pipeline as well. So there's more coming. But I think these are some of my favorite all-time songs. And they are the ones that I perform a lot as well in all my shows. Yeah. So I wanted to bring a new, revamp them and bring a new flavor to my performances and the songs as well.
I've got to tell you something, Avina. You know Jab Koi Baat?
Uh-huh.
I absolutely hate that song.
Oh, okay.
Just in general, I just have a pet peeve with Jab Koi Baat. This is my opinion, and I've talked to so many people about this, right?
Okay.
Even though Jab Koi Baat is essentially, it's a romantic song, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I find
does it bring back some memories. Like
I just find it really depressing. I don't know, I'm not a music head, but I just find the, I don't know what you want to call it, the key or the melody that it's been done in. I just find the song so depressing. I refuse to play this song on my show, and I hate it. If I ever hear it anywhere, I've just got to just switch up. I do not like
Jab Koi Baat. That's so interesting. So this is my producer's favorite Bollywood song of all time. So, you know, I like it as well because it reminds me of those slow dances that people do at weddings. Like every time Jab Koi Baat comes on, all the aunties and uncles, they just get on the dance floor and they are just, you know, dancing with each other. And that's what I associate Jab Koi Baat with. It's like the ultimate Indian party love song, you know, that gets everyone on the dance floor to slow dance.
I'm sure a lot of these songs, you know, if not all of them, you know, probably, you know, you grew up listening to them, so they probably take you back in time to a particular time in your childhood.
Oh yeah, I mean, that particular song takes me back to my sister's wedding, which was 21 years ago, and her husband and her also did a slow dance to that song at her wedding, and I actually sang that song while they were slow dancing. So that's the memory it takes me back to. I think all the songs take me back to my childhood in some way or the other. Like, it reminds me of growing up and a lot of my old performances when I first started singing. I started singing these songs on stage, and I was very new and very nervous at the time, you know, not very confident singer or anything. But These are a huge part of my childhood, and also driving in the car with my dad's music playing. It reminds me of those childhood drive-bys that we used to do, those long-distance drives with these songs playing in the background.
A Timeless is out. The songs are absolutely amazing. I've been spinning them on my show. They're getting a lot of love. And this is only just part one of Veena. Mm-hmm. Could you share about what may be coming up for Timeless part two?
Well, maybe have some of your suggestions, and any of the listeners listening to Timeless part one, I would love to hear what they think. What are their favorite songs and which ones they'd like to revamp and hear in my style? Yeah. So listen in and message me, and maybe your idea will work, and I'll just release that.
There we go. And putting aside the Timeless project, let's talk a little bit about the original stuff from Aveena Shah. I think the last time we spoke was when Akuri Memin came out. So, you know, yes. What's happening on the original music front from you?
Lots of exciting things in the pipeline. I've been doing a lot of writing sessions. So it's been 3 years since I released Akuri Memin. Yeah, in that time, I've done so much traveling and so much inspiration has been all around me. So you can expect a lot of new sounds from around the world that I've picked up, little ideas and creativity everywhere. And yeah, lots coming up with new sounds from around the world.
Well, we are excited. I love everything that you do. The fans love everything that you do. Just keep doing your thing. Love and support for you always. But one thing that I always, always, always talk to you about whenever me and you speak, right? Tu Gujarati geet kya karwani hai?
Oh my God, I know. But I have a surprise coming out for you. So stay tuned. I know I said that last time, didn't I?
You do. You know, I've got a suggestion for you. Look, Nartha's going to be coming up, but you know, soon. Why don't you and your sister, Aveena, who is also an amazing, amazing singer, tumhe saathe bhega thai ne, fine Gujarati Nartha ne geet karo, ek fine garba karo. What do you reckon?
Everyone has told us to do this, and we are going to make it happen. We want it to be right, we want it to be good, and we are working on this. So definitely stay tuned for something special coming out.
Well, we're going to watch this space. Aveena, it's been an absolute pleasure having you up on the show. Always so much fun. Love and support for you always. Come back and speak to us again real soon. And before we finish things off, it would be absolutely awesome if you could hit us up with a few lines from the brand new EP. Now, I know you said that Dilia Pukare Aja is your favorite, so it would be absolutely awesome if you could hit us up with a few lines from that song.
Okay, all right. Mera dil ye pukare aaja, mere gham ke sahare aaja. Bheega bheega hai sama, aise mein tu kahan. Mera dil ye pukare aaja. There you go. Hope you enjoyed that.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the amazing Aveena Shah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Akshay. Lovely catching up with you.
The biggest hit Desi music show for your Saturday night. It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.